Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is a very short story. And at first, it seems like it has nothing to do with Purim. But I will soon explain to you how it is actually connected to Purim. Once there was a group of Hasidim. I think they were called Katzk or Katzker Hasidim. And a visitor once came to their town, and he asked somebody, when does Kol Nidre start? Kol Nidre is the first tefillah of Yom Kippur. It's a very, very holy tefillah. It's a very beautiful tefillah. And there are many people that look forward to hearing Kol Nidre and davening Kol Nidre a whole year. It's such a very, very, very special and holy tefillah, Kol Nidre, the beginning of Yom Kippur. And so the visitor asked one of the Hasidim, when does Kol Nidre start? And the Hasid said, oh, you mean Ma'ariv? You mean the evening davening? And the guest said, the evening davening? You call Kol Nidre Ma'ariv, the evening davening, like as if it's like any other night? Kol Nidre is so special. How could you just call it Ma'ariv, evening davening? The Chassid said, here in Kotsk, we learn that every Ma'ariv, every night of the year when we daven Ma'ariv, we should consider it as special, as important, is called Nidre on Yom Kippur night. So, of course, the story teaches us a very true idea. But even though we have very, very special days and nights and events and mitzvahs during the year, but really every time we daven and every time we learn Torah and every time we do a mitzvah, it should be as special as possible, because really it is. It doesn't seem as special to us, perhaps, but really each time that we do something for Hashem, it's really so special that we can't even put into words. And now to explain what that has to do with Purim. Well, nothing is by accident in the Torah. Everything's bashkacha pratis in our world, but especially in the Torah, in holidays of the Torah, in Yom Tovim, the names of them, it's certainly all bashkacha pratis. It's also it's always, and all of it, by divine providence. Hashem arranged it exactly so. And therefore, it's not an accident that Yom HaKippurim, the day of Yom Kippur, can also be understood as Yom, the day, HaKippurim, which is like Purim. Kippurim, Kaf, means like, and Purim. That's how the word Yom HaKippurim is spelled. Kippurim, like Purim. Which means that there's something so, so special about Purim, that in a way it's even more special than Yom HaKippurim. Because after all, Yom HaKippurim is called the day which is Kippurim, like Purim, which means that in a certain way, it's not even as special as Purim. But that's really a discussion for another day. Meanwhile, thank you so much for joining us for the story of the day. And we hope that you'll join us again tomorrow.